a piece of ground, so we might see pasture all the time.
Yes.
You just have a piece of maybe 10 or 15, 20 acres. You didn't use anything else but pasture. It's always called a meadow.
Well, what about a piece of land that can't be used for growing things because you got water standing on it all the time? And you mentioned beavers a minute ago. You might have beavers in it, you know, with the dams and all that.
Yeah, all it. Of the swampy land, or the swampy land, or the soggy land.
What about it? Say if you had some water on a piece of land and you wanted to put that land to cultivation, you'd say you'd have to do what to it to get the water off of it?
We call it drain it, ditch it, ditch, put some ditches in and drain it.
Okay. What about some different names for you have very many different creeks around here.
Creeks?
Yes.
No, that's not what we got here is what we call little rivers, you know. There's Farquhar River, Obine River. I'm right here up the forks of Obine right over here and Farquhar right over here.
Yes.
On the north, up there around them hills, we got some creeks, you call them, got names.
Yes.
Coon Creek and I think Beaver Creek, and Bear Creek, and so on like that.
Yes. Well, is there any name for some water flowing along that would be smaller than a creek?
Not as I know of. More than the river, that's what I mean. It'd be if it was running all the time, they call it a little branch. Branch.
Yes.
It's got a little spring up on the hill or somewhere, you know, back there, and the water, just little water running all the time. And not say a wide creek, but you call it a branch.
What about if you'd had a whole lot of rain and it had cut out a place in the land somewhere? Maybe about 10 feet across and 10 feet deep. What would you say? What would you call a place like that?
Call it washing out gullies. Washed out a gully right across my farm, right across my cotton patcher, right across my corn field.
Now, would that be the same as a place that might be cut out by some water flowing along? You know, the water flows along and it gradually cuts out a place?
Yeah.
That's the same thing?
The same thing. A small gully, and then you come in and terminate the length of time to a big gully.
Have you ever heard that called a ravine?
I don't believe I've ever have called it. It's called a ravine. What I've heard called ravine, they're here in these bottoms, an old riverbed or something gonna run out across the bottom. See up that ravine in there.
Yes.
Go up that ravine.
Yes. What do you call that thing that's on your door, you know, that you have to turn to open the door? That's the
door bolt.
Or the round thing?
Yeah. Oh,
that's the door
bolt. Door bolt. Oh, I've heard it called Rick.
Door
latch, door bolt.
What about the doorknob?
Well, yeah, doorknob, yeah.
Have you ever heard people call a rise in the land a knob?
Yeah, right. Sure have. Yeah, a little knob over there.
Not very big.
Not very big, yeah. A little knob.
What about these things in Tennessee? The great big ones. They're not hills, but they're not just a little hill, but a big old.
Well, let's see, I don't know what you would call it.